President Russell M. Nelson, leader of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, said Friday that the Salt Lake Temple will close December 29th of this year to update the building, help it withstand earthquakes, and create a more welcoming visitor environment.
In-depth studies have been made to determine its current physical condition. Many areas have been identified that need attention, and now is the time when we should proceed.
The stately granite temple is open only to church members for marriages and other ceremonies, but the building and surrounding plaza are among the state's top tourist destinations. Ceremonies in the Salt Lake Temple have been presented in a live format compared to the majority of other LDS temples, which use video. Elder Larry Wilson says the renovations will allow both to take place.
We expect that the Salt Lake Temple will offer both live presentation and film presentation of the temple ceremony upon the conclusion of the renovation. So it will be unique in that regard in the church, and it will provide two things. One is a connection to the way things have been done since the beginning in the Salt Lake Temple, as well as an opportunity to enjoy the more contemporary way in which they're presented in all of those 86 plus languages.
When the temple reopens in 2024, a open house will give outsiders the first glimpse of the interior in more than a century. Pictures of renovation plans can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Danny Hayes.